This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis died 10 years ago today. She was once called the most photographed woman in the world. She's still the subject of countless magazine articles and biographies. Day to Day literary editor Karen Grigsby Bates has a roundup of the most recent Jackie O books.
This is how a composed John Kennedy Jr. informed the hundreds of people keeping vigil outside his mother's Fifth Avenue apartment that Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis was dead.
Last night at around 10:15, my mother passed on. She was surrounded by her friends and her family and her books and the people and the things that she loved, and she did it in her own way and on her own terms.
But the public's avid interest in the former First Lady didn't stop with her death. The same fans who were addicted to reading every available detail of her life weren't ready for abrupt withdrawal, and the publishing industry was happy to keep churning out Jackie books. If the books published during Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis' life were predominantly titillating tell-alls, such as Kitty Kelly's Jackie O and C. David Heyman's A Woman Named Jackie, post-mortem Jackie books tended more toward respectful appreciation by admirers, friends, and relatives. On this 10th anniversary of her death, the flood finally has slowed to a trickle. Here are the latest offerings. Weighing in at 472 pages with another 100 pages of source notes, biographer Sally Bedell Smith's Grace and Power, The Private World of the Kennedy White House, examines Jacqueline Kennedy's impact beyond the ornamental. While she was admired for her sense of style, Smith shows another side of Jackie gleaned through archives, letters, and interviews with Jackie's family and close friends.
Her sister, Lee Radziwill, told me that she thought Jackie had a man's mind, which I thought was so fascinating. We think of her as being creative and stylish, but she was, in fact, quite analytical, and she had this kind of old soul sort of wisdom.
Jackie speaks for herself in the eloquent Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, a book of quotations edited by Bill Adler. The quotes themselves don't plow much new ground, but Adler's book comes with a companion DVD from the acclaimed biography series on the A&E Channel. Here's Jackie's former press secretary, Letitia Baldridge, recalling her career advice to the newly widowed Mrs. Onassis.
I said, you've always loved to write. You've always put together little books. You're a natural. Why don't you go into publishing? And her eyes just lit up, and she said, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Baldridge was right. Jackie's love affair with books continued through her career as an editor and lasted right up until her death. The icon's last months are chronicled by Edward Klein, a former New York Times editor and one-time family friend. Farewell Jackie, a portrait of her final days, spares no detail from how the former First Lady reacted to the news of her cancer diagnosis to what she chose to wear on her deathbed. Knowing how she so zealously tried to maintain her personal dignity, it's safe to guess Klein's book is exactly the kind Jackie would have hated. The last book in this group is Tina Santiflaherty's What Jackie Taught Us, Lessons from the Remarkable Life of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Flaherty is a former corporate executive who lived in the same apartment building as its most famous resident. Over the years, Flaherty became impressed with Jacqueline Onassis's ability to carry herself gracefully under sometimes trying circumstances. Baby boomers might be the biggest Jackie maniacs, but, Flaherty says, women Gen X and younger may find Jackie compelling for one simple reason.
They have no role models out there. I mean, who is there? You know, unfortunately, we've got, you know, Pop-Tart singers who get married and divorced in the same day, or, you know, we've got people who are bearing more than their midriffs, or et cetera, et cetera. But here we have a woman who behaved as beautifully as she dressed. There's very few of those around.
In an age where celebrities tell all as well as bear all, at a time when there's apparently no such thing as being overexposed in the media, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis continues to captivate because she still, despite our obsession with her, managed to maintain some of her mystery. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.